only.
Sunny spells in many areas today. The odd shower about as well. Quite cool though, with highs of 8 to 12 degrees. Today FM News, I'll have more at 3.
Thanks very much indeed. And
Agus, hiya Ronan.
Agus an ish. Thá sé, thá sé am the Angelus. Agus,
that wasn't bad actually. Sorry. Sorry, I'm just starting. Everyone okay? Everyone in good shape?
Yeah,
just
fine.
Starting the broadcast. So I'm just booting up here.
Wait a second.
It's gone there.
A second, sorry. I'll just
try it again.
Let's just plug it in there.
I did not see this coming. Yeah. I said this last night, and it's a bop. Try turn it off and turn it back on again. Stop. Control Alt Delete. Have you tried going into the Task Manager and just select File Explorer and stop process? Hang on.
Got it working.
Oh my God. Lewis Capaldi and Forget Me on Today FM. Before that was Madonna and Young Yip. Young Yip from Madonna. Ireland, good day. Welcome on in day two. Hang on. Is today day three? No.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, day three of being off the drink. I'm doing very well.
Have you seen the light? Are you a new man?
Here's a funny thing that everyone says when you give up the drink. It's like, you've got so much energy and you've got so much more time to be more productive. And I'll tell you why. It's because you're bored. You're bored. You have nothing else to do in the evening. So you might as well do the jobs that you've been putting off for the last 11 months since the last time you did Dry November. I'm doing fine. I'm managing, I'm coping. Hello Ireland, Ray Foley's my name, there's JP.
How are you?
I lost a little bit more weight actually.
Did you?
I did.
Because yesterday you had a stonking result, 5 and a bit pounds.
5.2 pounds I lost yesterday, or up to yesterday morning. So I did the same routine, measure myself exactly the same time as soon as I'm out of the bed. And I lost a little bit more, but not enough to get excited about. I mean, if I'd lost another 5 pounds, that would have been insane.
We're making progress here.
Any loss is a loss. I fully expect to be standing next to Catherine Thomas in my knickers, up on the weigh-in scales, on Operation Transformation. Dr. Ava shaking her head at me in disgust. I've lost 1.5 pounds.
A loss is a loss.
A down is down.
You're nearly hitting your half stone mark.
I'm at 6.7 pounds. Oh. It's gone now. So another 0.3 of a pound and I've lost half a stone. Do you know what? And we're saying it as sort of a isn't it great that he did this? Whereas if you actually stop and interrogate this success, if you stop and really think about this achievement, you realise, my God, if he managed to lose half a stone in 2 days, what kind of a lifestyle did he have up until that point?
Look backwards and just imagine.
What was he doing? What on earth could he have been at? Well, I'll leave that to your own imaginations. All right. We're on. We've got this pub competition every day this week. You're listening out for pub. Pub are performing in Dublin in St. Anne's Park on the 9th of June next year, June 2023. Tickets are going on sale on Friday morning. We've got the first tickets in the land to give away. If you want to get in to win, listen out for a pub song on the show today. Text in the word pulp then. When you hear, only when it starts playing, text in the word pulp along with your name and where you're from, 0874-100-102, and we'll pick a winner. Ticketmaster.ie this Friday morning, 9 o'clock. Tickets are going on sale. Well, we've got Ireland's first tickets. Now, so you got your Disco's 2000s.
Yeah.
By the way, this isn't the play. This is just option. We're exploring our options.
Calm down, everyone.
Now, as you know me, I'm a massive music aficionado.
Yeah.
I really know my music. So when someone says to me, name a Pulp song, I say straight away, I say Disco 2000.
Yeah, you're straight in there.
Hello, Disco 2000. Come on. And then they say, well, Smarty Pants, name a second Pulp song. And I say, Common People, hello. Hello.
Yeah, you know your stuff.
Hello. I really know my stuff. Yeah. I mean, I could have named any of the other big Pulp hits, but I go for the big ones, and I said, Common People. Hello, Common People. And then they say, go on then, Smarty Pants, name a third Pulp song, and I say, William Shatner's Common People. Because it's still a Pulp song.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye.
So good.
She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time,
he is just speaking it, though, really.
But he's being Shatner.
William, you're not actually singing. You understand that?
Said, I want to live like Common People.
Great song. So that's three Pulp songs I've successfully named.
You know your onions.
Do you know what? Don't come at me. When it comes to my music credentials.
You've got to get up early in the morning to catch Ray Foley out on Pulp songs.
I know Ed Smith is listening now and he's broken out in a cold sweat. He's like, Foley's gone. But geez, Foley's good. Go on then. Give me, what have I got here for you?
What do you got?
Sorted freeze and whiz.
Sure.
I had a whiz just before the show, actually, so I'm sorted for a whiz, but I'm still sorted freeze and whiz. That's all right. We can play that later.
Oh, is this the way they say the future's meant to feel? Are just 20,000 people standing in the field?
Lovely. Well, that's if I got Help the Aged. It's going to be fairly appropriate enough as well. It's on there. Once over.
Help the Aged.
Oh, there's a slow one. Bon Jarvis.
One time they were just like
babies, his and hers.
I love this song.
Do you want me to play that then?
It's in the running.
Do you remember the first? Did I play a bit of that the other day? The first time? Do you remember the first time?
You might have done.
You don't remember if I played. Do you remember the first time? Do you remember?
Trying to remember.
Do you remember? Guys, these are all options. Great suggestions. Or we could end up just playing Disco 2000 again. Carrie Ray Jepsen, Call Me Maybe, Today FM. Playing the music you love, Ireland, good afternoon. Hello there. It's a roll call. Ray Foley here. JP.
Oh, sure.
On show, Ray. I'm in the mood for dancing, romancing, and your show today from Pauline. I can do 2 out of 3, Pauline.
Which two? And in an order that might surprise you.
I'll leave it to you to decide, Pauline. Hi, Ray Onshaw. It's a Ray as well, is it? Hi, Ray Onshaw. Are you saying hi, Ray, to me? Or hi, Ray Onshaw. Ready for the road trip after the 1 p.m. nap from Brian and Mike, the councilmen in Limerick. Do you go for a nap during the lunchtime, boys? Onshaw, lads, Onshaw, lads, you must be on a drip today, Ray, after extraordinary weight loss exploits. Loving the show from Caitlin. And hi, Ray, we're here today to give you a whoop whoop should you find yourself in need of a whoop whoop from Aaron and Paul in Belfast. Guys, I don't believe it unless you record in a voice note for me. You can whoop and indeed whoop. Record it in there on WhatsApp 0874 100 102 and we'll explore your whoops.
Are you formally asking for a whoop whoop? Are you saying, can I get a whoop whoop?
That is a DJ thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can I get a whoop whoop?
Well, you put it out there now.
There's only one way to find out if I can. And that's asking, can I get a whoop whoop? No, nothing thus far. Ray, you need to turn off the automatic updates. This is in regard to my Windows. Hang on. No, it's still not working. I mean, I'm clocking in here to do the show every day. I'm just trying to get it working. You need to turn off the automatic updates. They're a terror from Collie. Sounds like some of your licenses might have expired, Ray. You'll have to contact your administrator. Love the show from Brenda. I've sent an email, but I'm waiting for someone to get back in. I've opened a ticket. It's all been there. Ray, you lost half a stone in 2 days. As a dietitian, I have to ask... hang on, that's a very personal question.
It's lunchtime.
I did, to answer the question, I did. I do every day, like clockwork. It might account for it. Love the show. You're talking about half a stone's worth of you-know-what.
Call the plumber.
I'm telling you, that was a very large one. Like, half a stone is a lot. Put seven things of butter.
Yeah.
So that's a stone. No, hang on. Seven pounds
of butter, yeah.
7 pounds of butter next to each other.
Gold, yeah.
That is a lot of Kerrygold in one sitting.
Ray Foley.
God, Trish, give me some credit, would you? Anyway, I'm a new man. Lost half of me. We're playing Joel Curry next, right here. Stick around.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Hadaway, what is love? This is Today FM. We play the music you love. I'm here. Hello there, Ray Foley on for your... Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? It's Thursday. For the love of Mike. Thursday already. I do love a short week. I've got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the broadcast this afternoon, it's the one and only Cullen Boohig.
Oh, he's dreamy.
Dreamy boo boo.
What a dish.
How are you?
I'm good, yourself. It's very warm in here. The tension.
Take it off. Go on, take it off.
Take it off.
Is it only a jumper or you got a t-shirt on?
I'm a man, so it's acceptable. What?
I'm allowed to say, I can say whatever I want. That's why we booked you, because you're a dude and we can say whatever we like to dudes.
I know. Being a white male is tough.
Go on, take it off then, I don't mind.
No, go ahead. I'm just about right.
Call him, can I get a whoop whoop?
Whoop.
Can I get two of them?
Whoop whoop.
Thank you. 0874-100-102. Asking our listeners this afternoon, can I get a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop.
No energy on that one.
There's DW. Is it DW? Just the initials of DW.
Whoop whoop. Ray.
No, cheers. Cheers, DW. I like your enthusiasm. Funny we can get the same enthusiasm from all our listeners this afternoon. I tell you, we're on to a winner. Livy. Is it Livy or Livy?
Livy, I'd
say. Livy.
Go. Whoop whoop. Love the show, okay?
No, that's okay, yeah. Very loud in the background. I got another. Is it whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop whoop. Love the show.
Hey! You're my faves so far.
Whoop whoop whoop. Love the show.
Hey, nice. Davey's over there as well. Dahi?
Whoop whoop.
Why? So now when I say, can I get a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop.
Can I get a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop.
Can I get a whoop
whoop?
Can I get a whoop
whoop?
Can I get. Now can I get a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop.
Nice. So we're talking films this afternoon. Yeah.
What do they win?
Nothing. I've got some cold chicken here. Okay, like some high in protein, low in carbohydrates, and
you'd seem to be enjoying it.
Delicious and nutritious.
It's about the best in you. Mm-hmm. I've two movies for you.
What are they?
One's called Living.
Living.
Living, as in you do every day, your best life, Ray.
And what's the other one?
The other one is called My Father's Dragon.
Anyone else watching Anthony on streaming or online or looking forward to this weekend? Text or WhatsApp 0874-100-102. How's it going for you? I was giving out yesterday about the Midnight Club, which didn't wrap up at the end. Spoiler alert, by the way. Oh. It didn't wrap up at the end of the series. Okay. And I was sickened. And then I was watching Andor. Have you watched any Andor yet on Disney Plus? It is so good. I'd watch a Star Wars film and they've always been there in my life, you know, kind of. And if there's a new Star Wars film out, I'd watch it. And like I said, I'm not a diehard fan or anything. And I started watching Andor, the first couple of episodes, whatever. And I got so into it. Mm. It's so good. The sort of analogy about maybe Germany, World War II era Germany in the late 30s, 40s. Yeah. Absolutely insane. Totally worth watching. I watched all of that, got to the last episode, and it ended. I was like, what happens next? I don't know what happens next.
Yeah.
It's all over. Turns out there's like four or five more episodes of it left. And it's an ongoing series.
Oh my God. Speaking of cliffhangers, Love is Blind season 3, right? Oh my God. Last night, it was like, they can't do this to us. They stopped it halfway through a wedding. And now I have to wait 6 days, Ray, to find out if the man said, I do or I do not.
Can we presume that he said I do? I mean, they set up
the whole thing. I don't
right.
know. Okay. I was able to go on Twitter though, thankfully, because everybody's at the same level in the whole world. It's like one big community. So I don't know.
I've been at some wedding ceremonies. I've been at some wedding ceremonies where I'm like, will this thing ever wrap up as well? I mean, I'm just dying to find out what happens.
Ray Foley.
All right, we're talking movies and streaming. What's on your telly this weekend? 0874 100 102. What are you watching? Anything to recommend for it? Play Jennifer Lopez after this as well. Stick around. Ireland, good day. Ray Foley on. There's JP. Colin Buigs there having a drink of water.
Ray.
Oh, can't really hear you there. Just can you talk up for us there?
Sorry?
Just a little louder?
Hello?
No, I'm just...
It's very low, isn't it?
You're very low in the mix there.
Very softly spoken.
Sorry.
I'm softly spoken.
Oh, there. Right. I just turned you on there. I turned on your microphone there now.
Thanks very much, yeah.
Have you watched this Young Sheldon Emmy's on about?
I have not, but I know what it's about.
It's a prequel of Sheldon.
Like Sheldon.
From the Big Bang Theory, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
Cool. So what movies are we looking at this weekend?
Looking at Living. That's out tomorrow night in Alcott Cinemas. Bill Nighy, who plays a civil servant in London, 1953, just after the war. London's getting back on its feet. He's a very good civil servant, very good at what he does, but he's kind of, I suppose, dead behind the eyes, is actually nicknamed the zombie by his co-workers because he just kind of goes through life, has no joy from what he's doing. And everything on paper is great. Good job, good family life. He has no joy from it. He gets a medical diagnosis, which is not good news, and he decides then and there, I'm going to live my best life from here on in. And he's a middle to elderly aged man. So it's
kind of like me giving up the drink, isn't it?
Very parallels, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, do you know, I haven't got a diagnosis or anything, but it's like I had to do something.
Yeah.
And now I'm a new man. Look at me.
Yeah.
I'm living and enjoying every moment that I've gotten, and I'm not miserable.
Ray Foley, the movie, in production, coming out 2024.
Life.
Living
life.
Yours life, and his living.
Is any good?
That is good. Because he's brilliant, Bill Nighy. This is an Oscar written all over. The problem is, I find when movies are out in November, they get lost in the Oscar buzz down the road. So I kind of feel like this might pass people by. If this came out in January, I think he could get an Oscar for it.
Okay.
Or I think he'll get nominated and won't win, would be my early prediction. But he's excellent in it. And I just like the idea of it. It's like, you know, Jim Carrey was in Yes Man in 2008. And his whole thing was, I say yes to absolutely everything I'm asked to do. This is basically a more serious version of that. Or even like Ron Swanson in Parks and Rec, is kind of the same attitude towards governmental work. Bit miserable, but kind of just goes about his business. And again, just a bit more serious version of Ron Swanson.
Okay.
But Bill's just excellent.
Whenever Bill Nighy appears on the ads for, is it TK Maxx on the radio? I was like, that's Bill Nighy. I'm not hearing anything about what he's flogging on TK Maxx. I'm always just thinking, that's Bill Nighy, that is.
He started late, you know. His first movie was late 1970s, and he's 72 now.
Wow.
You know, that's
he
started acting late in life.
He's incredible. He's fantastic. My Father's Dragon. This is the Irish one, isn't it?
The Irish animation. This is the animation studio Cartoon Saloon, who were nominated 5 times for an Academy Award. And the director of this is a Cork woman, Nora Toomey. It's also nominated for an Oscar for The Breadwinner.
And the Rebels!
That's the one. We get a Cork reference in every single week, I think. We could do this.
Yeah, you are shoehorning it in every week.
I have
it
in brackets in my notes. Cork's own.
Mention Cork here.
Yeah, mention Cork here. So this is about a young boy who's moved to a new city with his mother, has a fight with the mother and moves away. The boy's called Elmer, meets this talking cat played by Whoopi Goldberg. And Whoopi Goldberg says there's this dragon on this island called Wild Island, and he'll help you with all his problems. The dragon's called Barris, and they go off on this big adventure, and they kind of come across these ferocious beasts. One of them's Chris O'Dowd. Another one is Seth from the OC.
Uh-huh.
So you describe it, you're like, oh. And then you see it and you're like, oh, it's actually really lovely and wholesome, and they're great friends, and they kind of basically fight crime together. And
it's a movie. How long is it? Yeah, it's been an hour and a half, isn't it?
It's a short enough one. It's like 80 to 90 to 100 minutes.
Feature length movie. And it's in cinemas tomorrow, and then it's not going to be on Netflix then.
Until the 11th.
Oh, right, okay.
So you have two choices there, Ray.
Yeah.
You could go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or you could wait for 8 days.
I will wait the 8 days.
And then you can go to Living tomorrow.
Then I can watch
because
it as much as I like.
Like you at the moment.
All right, that's it, yeah. Well, actually, one more quick mention. Drink Masters is also on Netflix.
Yeah.
Just tell me a little bit about this without making me feel bad about myself.
Okay, I won't mention drink. So world-class mixologists make liquid, and they make it really well, they get 100K at the end.
This is like Bake Off or drinking, is it?
Exactly.
I can't watch
it. Is it cake?
No, I'm not going to watch that until the 1st December. Yeah, is it cake?
Is it cake?
There's the Sewing Bee.
Yeah, American Barbecue.
There's the DIY one as well. With your man from Parks and Rec, isn't it?
Yeah. Bill Nighy.
No, not Bill Nighy. The other book with it, Swanson. The guy with the
yeah,
beard.
Raddy Swanson.
He's in a DIY bake-off
one. Yeah, he would be all over that, yeah. That's what he does. He's Daniel Day-Lewis of America.
There's the pottery one. There's the sewing one. I know we've got a drinking one as well. Colm, have a lovely weekend.
Ray,
what?
Best of luck.
Thank you very much. Well, I need it. I'm playing the music you love.
Hello.
It's Ray Foley for your Thursday afternoon. Hello. Ray Foley's me. And then there's JP then.
Yeah, that's me.
And that's... all good. Actually, speaking of good, great news in the world of confectionery today. In confectionery news... I just want to get my news music.
Yeah. It'll really add to this.
A very good afternoon to you and welcome to confectionery news. Our top confectionery stories this hour. They're taking the bounty bars out of the celebrations. I know if it's been it's been on every radio show in the world probably today because it is the biggest news story.
Huge.
Forget the war in Ukraine. Forget energy crisis. It's all about the bounty bars are being taken out. Oh, the celebrations. Oh, just hit the wrong button there. That's very upsetting, isn't it? I might. The bounty bar has been telling us celebrations.
Yeah.
Absolutely thrilled at this
development. You've never been a fan of coconut and chocolate.
Hated. Hate them. They're disgusting.
This is a weight off your mind.
I'm absolutely. I can go into Christmas now. Free and unencumbered. Knowing that I can put my hand in, eyes closed, blindfolded, if I so desired, could put on a blindfold, safe in the knowledge that I can dip my hand into a tub of celebrations and pull out a sweet I like, because there'll be no chance of pulling out a bounty.
What about all the people who are fans of bounties, though, Ray?
They can hump off. Bounties are being removed from celebrations chocolate tubs in a pre-Christmas trial. After finding 39% of consumers want the coconut-flavoured treats banished for good, customers at selected... Oh, hang on a minute. This isn't even everywhere. This is just a trial. I think it's a... Do you know what? I should call them and encourage them. First of all, I want to thank them for taking the bounties out.
Yeah.
And then I want to encourage them to roll it out across... all celebrations everywhere.
Go straight to source. Yeah, fair enough. All right.
I'm going to call Cadbury and I'm going to tell them thanks Cadbury. For taking the celebrations out.
Well, hang on.
Of the I'm sick of your position on bounties.
No.
I'm calling the Cadbury. This is the Cadbury Care Line.
Welcome to the Cadbury Ireland Care Line.
Okay. Nothing's happening.
I just think before. No, wait. We make no, this no, call,
wait.
Ray,
wait.
You just need to.
No, we're through now. Hang on.
Oh, it's ringing. I mean, I know it's ringing, Ray, but...
No, there's another... Wait a second. I know you're a fan. You like
the... Thank you. My name's Kim. How can I help you today?
Hello there. Is that the Cadbury Care Line?
Yep, that's us here.
Hello there. I just wanted to call and say thank you so much for taking the bounties out of the celebrations. You are doing the Lord's work. And I'm delighted you've made the move to take the bounties... Because honestly, I've never been a fan of the bounty bars. It's not a nice chocolate. I don't like coconut. Do you know what? In most of my confectioneries, I don't like any coconut involvement. And when I saw the news this morning that you were taking the move, finally, to remove my least favourite sweet from the celebrations, I was absolutely thrilled with that. So thank you very much.
I do have to quickly say, it would be Mars, not us. They would have took them out.
This is the Cadbury Care Line, right?
Yep, but celebrations should be with Mars, especially the bounty.
What I was trying to say.
Oh, right. Oh, well, this is very embarrassing.
I said this.
So would you be the roses then, is it?
Yeah, we would be the roses and the heroes.
Oh, the roses and the heroes. There's no coconut in the heroes, is there?
No. You're okay there.
So embarrassed. Listen, I'm so sorry for wasting your time.
Oh, no, don't worry. Oh, no, it's okay. Thanks.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Have a lovely day and stay safe.
Is there any chance you could you put the more teasers into them then? You know the teasers? Can you put more of those into the tubs?
I don't think we do more teasers either.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
gonna lie.
Oh, that's oh no, that's
I think that would be them
that's
as well.
Them as the celebrant. Oh. Listen, I'm so sorry. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. Well, you have a lovely day and stay safe. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
I mean, it'd be nice if you tried to listen to me once in a while, Ray. You know, I'm over here, like trying to tell you, like a bull in a china shop.
That's kind of embarrassing. That was kind of embarrassing, actually, wasn't it? What a mistake you had to make. This is Today FM.
Girl, I'm about to have a panic attack.
On Today FM. Do you remember?
I can't remember the
last time. Just that it loops out now so again and again and again. And repeat to fade. Pulp, do you remember the first time? This is Today FM. Pulp are coming to Ireland, performing in St. Anne's Park in Dublin on the 9th of June, 2023. Tickets on sale tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. I keep forgetting tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow morning from 9 a.m, Ticketmaster.ie, you can get your tickets. And we've got the first tickets in Ireland to give away. All you have to do is listen out for a Pulp song. When you hear it, text in the word Pulp. I could be calling you now. Stand by your phones.
Just punching in those all important digits again.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, madam. My name's Aubrey. I'm calling with regard to your broadband. I'm just wondering how is your performance of your broadband on your line?
Doing pretty well at the moment, Ray.
I just need to.
She's on to you, man. Quick.
She's on to me. I just need to. If you don't mind, I just need to ping the line. Do you mind holding for just a moment?
Go ahead.
I'm just going to ping the line. 1 second. Madam, did you hear that?
I did indeed.
That means it's working perfectly then.
That Aubrey lad, he's really on the money, isn't he?
I pinged the line. Is it Niamh, is it?
Yes, this is Niamh.
How are you? A Pulp fan, Niamh?
I am indeed, yeah.
What's your favourite
Pulp? Back in the day. Oh, stop. I suppose Common People.
Yeah, it's one of the big ones. You can't go wrong with a bit of Common People. You were listening out for a Pulp song, you texted it on time, you got 2 tickets to go next.
Yeah!
That's right. Where are you from, Niamh?
I am from Stirling West Park, but living in Bray, just back recently from living in Dubai.
Hang on, what? You're all over the map.
See, all over the map.
You're from West Cork, you live in Bray.
Yep.
And you were where, in Dubai, was it?
Yeah, for the last 3 years. So myself and husband and 2 daughters moved back for this school year, basically.
Yikes. Right, so, and you're living in Bray now?
We are indeed, yep.
Very good. Well, listen, you're all sorted. You're well in situ for the gig in St. Anne's Park in Dublin next June, and the tickets on sale tomorrow morning. Listen, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much, Owen Ray.
Yes.
Love the show.
Yay! Ray Foley. Shau, 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 shau. Picture this, an LA house party. Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Earlier on, I called Cadbury's to say thanks for taking the bounties out of the celebrations. Oh, and can you imagine the egg on face?
Oh my God.
When the poor girl, she answered the phone at the end of the line, she says, "We don't make bloody bounties, you fool.
You're some dumb, dumb Ray Foley."
You know, actually, she was a really sweet, lovely lady that answered the phone. And when I pretended to be all embarrassed, she was like, "Oh, it's okay. It's okay. You have a lovely day and stay safe." She was a sweetheart. I'm intrigued by these because that was just the customer care line, the, you know, like you get on the back of a bar of chocolate, it was the phone number you'd ring on that. And I always wonder, what are they doing the rest of the day? Because she answered the phone there.
Yeah.
Surely there's not enough people ringing 9 to 5, ringing the Cadbury customer care line with, like, I don't know, I had a metal or something, I found a bit of loose wiring in my bar of chocolate, I want a free box of them. What's the Beata all day?
It's all part of the customer service, right? You got to have somebody on hand to take those calls when they happen.
I want that job.
Right, okay.
That sounds like an even softer job than being a radio presenter.
Are you putting yourself forward for the Today FM customer care service line?
I would be an amazing customer care representative with a product that doesn't get many complaints. I suppose Today FM does not fit that bill.
No.
Particularly between the hours of 2 and 4:30. But I would love to be the customer care phone line operator for something that doesn't get a lot of complaints. That would be amazing. Alan texted, that poor helpline woman, she genuinely felt sorry for you. We must protect her from Alan.
She was lovely.
You're right. Do Cadbury's make the bounty lads from Robert? Turns out they don't, Bob.
Who knew?
Screw you, Ray. Bounties are great from Ronan. Ronan, incorrect, in the Midlands. I love a bounty. I don't know where you are, Ronan. I'm just saying you're incorrect, though. I love a bounty. I'm always delighted when I open a tub of celebrations and find loads of bounties from Denise and Claire. Is there not a system? Is it not all evens? No, would it not be the case that you get all the similar numbers?
You would assume that there is a system, yeah.
And Ray, when you ring the Mars care line, don't forget to complain about the John West pink salmon not being pink enough. From James. And RTE are now running the story. What's this? RTE have now found that this whole taking the bounties out of the celebrations is a UK only thing. It's not happening in Ireland.
For God's sake.
Get me the number. Hang on. Is there a number for... No, it's only a website. It's only a web form. You see, that's the difference between Mars and Cadbury's.
Exactly.
Cadbury's have a human on the end of the line. Mm-hmm. Mars want us to send an email via the... Have you... For more, check out our website. No, I don't want to go on the website. I want to make a phone call. I want to ring you. But apparently, I'd love to ring them up now and give them a you-know-what. Give them a piece of my mind that it's only in Ireland. No, there's no number. I don't have a number. Sorry about that.
Ray Foley.
I'll call up John West Tuna and give out about Equality Streets, will I?
Do that in a couple of minutes.
Stick around, play Black Eyed Peas next. Black Eyed Peas and I Got a Feeling. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley here, JP sir.
Hi.
And we gotta start this out once and for all. They're saying they're taking, as by on a trial basis, taking the bounties out of the celebrations ahead of Christmas 2022. And now we're learning the devastating news that it's not happening in Ireland.
Consumer advocate and watchdog Ray Foley is on the case. Step aside,
1890 numbers are no longer in service. Please check online for a U number.
What?
You have not been charged for this call.
You better not have.
You have not been charged for this call.
Where's your man from?
Why is it on the arse end of a tub of celebrations then?
Is that this year's celebrations? Because it could be from last year.
Carl, if you sent a photograph of a 1998 box of celebrations, you're dead.
Carl, you've sold us a pop! Give me another. What was the 01 number you gave me?
There was an 01 number, wasn't there? For God's sake, give me a second.
I lost it now.
Ah, you lost it, Bill.
You've lost
01.
Not one.
We're like a dog with a bone. 435 3200.
This is just somebody's office now, though, it sounds like.
Probably.
It's ringing.
It's ringing.
Mark.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is that Mars?
Yes, it is indeed.
Do you make the celebrations?
Yes, we do indeed.
I have a complaint. I'm raging.
I will give you the phone number to our consumer care line.
Okay, yes.
1-800.
1-800, okay. I was ringing an 1890 number a minute ago, you see, and then they told me that it's not in service. And, sorry.
The 1-819 numbers have been discontinued.
Gone.
Contact number is 1-800-013-011.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm so angry.
You're livid.
I'm livid. I'm spitting mad. You see, I'm so angry. I'm incensed.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll call that number then in a few minutes. In the meantime, I'll play Keane DeCrow and Ella Henderson. Roll over.
And bounties will still be in Irish tubs of celebrations this year. There was some panic this morning when a trial of a no bounty tub was announced for some Tesco's in the UK. TikToker Garen Noon has some strong feelings on the issue.
Garen Noon.
Who?
Garen Noon.
Garen Noon.
Garen Noon.
Sorry, go on.
They take it off in the UK and it's some sort of a moderate success, and then they make it an option in Ireland, and before you know it, the only thing you're able to buy in the shop is a Twix. And I won't stand for it, okay? I'm going to be going on a bounty strike where I eat nothing but bounties until this decision is reversed.
So this person likes bounties. This is some class of a weirdo who likes bounties, is it?
Well, he's more of a chocolate nostalgic.
Well, I tell you what, he can go off. Do you realise, what's his name? Garrett, is it?
Garen.
Garen? That's a name, is it?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not having that. Garen.
He's from Ballina.
In Mayo, where I'm from?
No, the one in Limerick.
The wrong Ballina, then.
Yes, of course.
He's from the wrong Ballina, and he's got the wrong name. And he likes the wrong chocolate. I'm not having it. You do realise, Garrett, that's what I'm calling you from now on, a proper name, Garrett. You realise, Garrett, you can go off and buy a bounty, and you'll get two... Big size sweets, but small size bars in a bounty.
It's not the point, I don't think.
Jog on, Garrett.
Flu and cold. 3 showers this afternoon and evening across most of the country. Dry out west, though, quite cold with highs of 8 to 12 degrees. Today, FM News, I'll have more in the last word at 4:30.
Garrett or Darren?
Garen.
Not Gavin or Warren.
Is there a customer complaint line where I can ring about people not called Garrett or Darren? Unbelievable.
What's your issue with Mars Wrigley now?
It's, what is my issue? Do I have an issue? Oh yeah, my issue is that they're not taking the bounties out here, but they're taking them out over there. Yeah. They're teasing us. That's what my issue is. Yeah, I need to, thanks for the reminder. I'm trying to remember what it is I'm incensed about. Trying to stay on top of the list of things that enrage me is just because you're distracting me with the Garrett thing.
I keep you circling back.
Keep me grounded. What's your favourite celebration? What's the best for you,
Snickers,
Ben?
Well, Snickers for me anyway.
I'm not asking you.
No,
you're
I'm
not Ben.
I'm just chucking it in there.
I'm turning your mic off.
I'd have to say a Malteser.
The teasers, yeah.
Or is it a teaser?
It's called a teaser, yeah. And it's a lump of chocolate with little bittings of Malteser in it, yeah.
Why am I not surprised that old man Gilburn in the corner likes a Snickers?
Because it's got protein in it, you know? It's a balanced chocolate, you fool.
You got your nuts. He's mad for the nuts. So teasers is the best one. However, here's a funny one for you now. Unlike the bounty, where if you're a bounty fan, you can go and buy your bar of bounty.
Yeah.
If you go and buy a Teasers bar, yeah, it tastes nothing like the individual teasers that you get in the celebrations.
Add it to your list of grievances. So
when I ring, I'm telling you, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. Ray Foley. Garrett. What a tune. What a tune. Mars under the spotlight today with regards to the celebrations. They said they're... Well, by their own admission, like 40% of people don't like bounties. Mm. So they're like, hang on, if people don't like bounties, let's pull them out of a bunch of bounties. But it's only in the UK that it's happened.
Yeah. So they've rolled back on their rollback of bounties.
Welcome to Mars Island. Mm. Please choose from the following options.
Okay.
If you'd like to talk to us about our chocolate, chewing gum, or confectionery brands, please press 1.
Okay.
For Mars food, press 2. Or if you're calling about our pet products, please press 3. You're through to Mars Wrigley. Just so you know, all calls are recorded for quality and training purposes. But we'll only use the information you give us to manage your inquiry.
Fair enough.
We're committed to providing great customer service.
Okay.
If you'd like to give us feedback on your experience today, please hold after your call.
Right.
And you'll be automatically connected to a short satisfaction survey. One of our team will be with you shortly.
Your expected wait time is less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, that was... It's ringing.
Hey, thank you for contacting Mars Consumer Care. My name is Max. How can I help you today?
Max, is it?
Is that Hi, how can I help you?
Is it Max?
Oh, no, it's Armando, actually.
Oh, Armando. Hi, my name is Ray. Armando, I've got a problem.
What seems to be the problem?
Have you seen the story about Celebrations? You make the tubs of just before I check, because I rang the Cadbury's customer care line a few minutes ago. It turns out I rang the wrong number, Armando. I rang the Cadbury's line to complain about the Celebrations and bounties not being taken. Well, I rang, truth be told, I rang Cadbury to congratulate them on removing the bounties from the Celebrations, because I can't stand the bounty confectionery. So the news is that the bounty bars, the bounty sweets, are being removed from the tubs of Celebrations. Are you familiar with the story, Armando?
Well, not really, but I can definitely reach and check for you.
Well, here's what's happening. According to the news today, bounty, are you familiar with bounties, Armando?
Of course, that's one of our products.
Yeah, so bounties, the sweet version, is being removed from the tubs of Celebrations on a trial basis. Now, I was ecstatic with this news. I was delighted to hear that the because I can't stand bounties. I mean, if you were to offer me a bounty, if I've been living in the desert for 6 months and eating nothing but sand and cactus roots, and for my first day in civilization, you were to offer me a bounty sweet, or indeed a bounty bar, I'd say no, because I can't stand them, Armando. Such is my level of disgust for this confectionery. I was like, no, I don't want it. I hate them. Uh-huh. So when I heard that they were being removed, I was delighted, thrilled. And now it has transpired that this is only occurring in certain Tesco stores in the UK and not here in Ireland. And I'm just not happy about it, Armando.
I see. So the reason why you are trying to reach us is to give the feedback that
Take the bounties out of the Irish ones as well. Take them out.
Sure.
Okay?
Of course. I will forward your feedback to the appropriate team.
Yep.
That there's someone who is calling in about this trial period. That
and we want it in Ireland as well. Ireland wants what the UK gets as well. It's not fair. Okay, that's what I'm looking for. Well, I've got you as well. I've noticed as well that the teaser bars don't taste like the teaser sweets. Have you found that? Has anyone else mentioned that?
So far, I haven't received any communication about that.
And one other matter. A Mars a day helps you work, rest and play. However, I've had a Mars a day for the last 6 months, and I've never been inclined to play. I've only been into work and a lot of rest. Have you found similar? Put it down on the list. Listen, man, I appreciate you taking my call. And, you know, even just have a listening ear on the end of the line, I really do appreciate that. I'm glad I got it off my chest. I feel better already. Armando, have a good day.
No worries, Ray. And thank you so much for your feedback.
Cheers. Bye. Much obliged. Bye. Armando there.
Your Mars guy.
He's my sweet guy. He is a sweet guy.
He is a sweet guy.
He sure was. From Armando to Raimondo. Guys, we have to do this. We've got Wild Lights. It's happening in Dublin Zoo. Hang on a second. Where's the website? www.dublinzoo.ie. They're doing Wild Lights as they do every year. Wild Lights back at Dublin Zoo this winter until the 9th of January, celebrating the magic of life over 1,000 giant colourful lanterns shining a light on biodiversity. We've got a family pass, 2 adults and 2 kids for Wild Lights, plus an overnight family stay at the newly revamped Croke Park Hotel with breakfast and dinner. Terms and conditions apply. If you want to get in to win, text to Zoo along with your name and where you're from, 087-4100-102, and we'll try and get you on next. Zoo, 087-4100-102. This is Today FM. Wild Lights at Dublin Zoo. It's ringing.
That's Tipperary ringtone, right?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Nicola should be.
Hello.
Hello, is that Nicola?
It is.
Nicola, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
How's your broadband?
My broadband?
Yeah, how's your broadband? How's your chocolates? What's your favourite celebration?
Bounty.
Get out.
You're off the line.
Get out. I'm cutting you off. I hug up on someone during the week and I'll do it again, Nicola. I'm not afraid of that red button.
Just say Mars.
Are you serious? You're looking for the Mounties, yeah?
I do like the bounties. They won't be my favourite, but I'd eat them.
Yeah, but okay, fair enough. So you're afraid. What are your favourite celebration then, do you know?
Maltesers.
Teasers all the way. Yeah. Right, come here. I've got a family pass for two adults, two kids, an overnight stay at the newly revamped Croke Park Hotel with breakfast and dinner. This is Wild Lights at Dublin Zoo. DublinZoo.ie. It's on until the 9th of January 2023. Let's see. The Croke Park Hotel is an excellent choice for anyone exploring Dublin City this winter. Did you know this?
I did.
It's the perfect it's the perfect base for a family stay.
Lovely.
I'm doing a quiz. We've got five questions. Oh, God. Five questions here. And they're all wild. They all feature the word wild, Nicola, right?
Oh, no.
Right, do you want to try this? Or would we just leave it?
Not sure. We'll have to give it a go, sure.
Come on, so you're in Tipperary. Where are you from?
I'm in Carrick on Shore.
All right, okay. Carrick on Shore? That's not Tipperary. Where's
Carrick on Shore? Well, we're from the Carrick Beg side, so County Waters.
All right, okay.
You're thinking of Carrick on Shannon.
Oh,
right?
I'm
you're
just
on the walls. You're thinking, yeah.
The walls. Right, here we go. Let's do this quiz. Question one, you ready?
I suppose.
Remember Wilde, okay?
Okay.
Who wrote The Importance of Being Earnest?
Wilde.
Oh,
Wilde. I think Wilde, right?
Wilde.
Irish.
The Importance of Being Earnest. Think of the Academy Awards.
Oh, I've got blank.
He's not Bravo Wilde. He's
just say Wilde.
Wilde.
Yeah, Oscar Wilde.
Well done. Off to a flyer.
Will Smith starred in the 1999 movie called what?
Wild Wild West.
Well, yeah. You're right. Name the Irish woman who directed Don't Worry Darling.
Wilde.
Harry Styles' girlfriend.
Olivia Wilde.
You're right. Who's that in the background shouting?
That's my husband shouting out at me.
What's his name?
David.
Yeah, tell David he's winning the pass and he's going without you. Name this song by Lou Reed. Walk on the what side?
Wild side.
How'd you get it?
On a roll.
And one more for the win.
Oh.
Who played Willy Wonka in the 1971 film?
G. Wilder.
David, congratulations. A family pass for Wild Lights at Dublin Zoo for two adults and two kids. Nicola's staying at home. We've got to stay in the Croke Park Hotel as well. Well done, guys. Well done.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome so much. Listen, thanks for coming on. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah?
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Mrs. Today FM. Ray Foley.